Module number 5, Marketing and Social Media. Marketing and social media are fully intertwined in the modern world. Webinars are no different than any other product that you advertise using social media. By utilizing social media and marketing strategies effectively, you will drive traffic to your webinars. Blogs, white papers, emails, deals, and hashtags are all useful in attracting more viewers to your webinar. Blogs and white papers. Blog posts and white papers are useful methods of marketing, and they should be familiar to most people who have a business background. White papers are longer and contain facts and statistics that prove a point to the benefit of your organization. You can easily include your webinar topics in your white papers. White papers should be used to guide blog posts on the same topic. You need to simplify and condense the material to a post of roughly 300 words, which is the recommended length for articles and blog posts. People are more likely to read blog posts and white papers when they have high ranking on search engines. This requires an understanding of SEO or search engine optimization. SEO is complex, and you may need further training on the subject. SEO is more than simply padding your content with keywords. SEO looks at content. Your content must be consistent with the search terms and be well-written and informative throughout. Links. You need to link to other sites that are authoritative on the subject. The site. Your website should attract the right traffic and be easy to navigate. By creating quality content that supports your webinar topic, you will increase your marketing and social media presence. Email marketing. Never underestimate the importance of email marketing. This method is cost-effective and provides a large ROI when it is implemented correctly. Effective email marketing is not useful when it resembles spam. The key is to communicate with customers and build relationships. Email marketing tips. Create an effective subject line. The subject line should provide an accurate description of your topic and create a sense of urgency. Make incentives clear. Incentives should be easy to read and identify. Get to the point. Write brief emails and try to have the entire email be visible without scrolling. Provide links. Offer links to webinars, signups, etc. Connect with the customer. Try to make emotional connections with personal anecdotes. Offer an exclusive deal. Offering exclusive deals is a tried-and-true method of marketing. Many people follow companies and subscribe to emails simply for the purpose of receiving exclusive deals. When offering exclusive deals, you need to avoid sounding like you are offering a sales pitch. Exclusive deals must feel like you are exclusively catering to your customers. This includes private sneak peeks and discount offers with social media updates. Knowing your client base will help you better tailor your exclusive deals to what they find relevant. Remember that something that you make available to the general public is not an exclusive deal. Your audience needs to feel special. Hashtags. Anyone familiar with social media has seen hashtags. They are a group of words or a single word that follows the pound sign. They are used to promote brands, trends, and promotions. If you do not have a business hashtag, make one immediately. This will promote your brand and product. Once you establish a hashtag, use it. You must update your Twitter regularly to maintain the interest of your followers. Next, you need to implement live tweeting, which will require a Twitter moderator. Use a hashtag to tag a conversation with your follower. For example, you could use hashtag AskAnExpert. The point is to create a conversation that promotes your brand and your webinars. Like a live webinar, you must be prepared for anything. The more people you follow and get to follow you, the more people you will influence. When you are tweeting anything important, you should always ask your followers to RT or retweet your posts. This will increase exposure and sales. Be careful not to overuse hashtags. You want your followers to pay attention to your hashtags. Case study. Matt was told by all of his friends that he needed to leverage social media for marketing. He decided to join Twitter. All he only had time to do was tweet twice a day, and he wasn't sure who to follow. He tweeted new sales, deals, and tried to create conversations with other people in order to secure viewers for his webinars. After a few weeks, he decided that social media was not useful for his type of business. He gave up on his account and quit using Twitter to promote his business, and he considered giving up on social media in general.